And shalom for all the people that I know here and the people that I don't know. So, Bezrat Hashem, we'll speak on main Shemitah rules. I don't know if to speak in English or in Hebrew. I didn't understand, because whatever is better for you.
As Bikashnu Ivrit Kala, Mashanoach Larav.
Okay, so we'll do it mixed. Bezrat Hashem. I would like to share a quick view on the main halachos of Shemitah, and then to speak on what do you do when you come to Israel, Shemitah time. So I'm going to share a PowerPoint. Can you let me share?
Okay.
You just changed. I think you took me out from the screen, I think. Press again on the next to my name. You see three dots. Press there.
Yeah, no, I
Kavati. Oh, okay, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah. I can do it now. It did me. Okay. Okay. Can you see the PowerPoint? Shemitah appears in three or four places in the Torah, depends, in Machloket Tanaim. The main place is Parashat Behar. In Parashat Behar, דבר אל בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם, כי תבואו אל הארץ אשר אני נותן לכם, ושבת הארץ שבת אדוני. שש שנים תזרע שדיך, ושש שנים תזמור כרמך, ואספת את תבואתה. ובשנה השביעית, שבת שבתוני אל הארץ, שבת אדוני, שדך לא תזרע וכרמך לא תזמור. את צפיח כצירך לא תקצור, ואת עינבי נזירך לא תבצור, שנת שבתון יהיה לארץ. והייתה שבת הארץ לכם, לאוכלה, לך ולעבדך ולעמתך, ולשכירך ולתושביך הגרים עמך, ולבהמתך ולחיה אשר בארצך תלך ותבואתה לאכול. We see in those פסוקים that we have four sins on Shemitah. איסור זריעה, you mustn't seed, you mustn't plant. Isur zmira, you mustn't prune. You mustn't cut the branches that the tree will grow better. Isur ktsira v'isur ktsira, you mustn't reap and you mustn't pick. You mustn't harvest. We can see also another positive side for Shemitah. V'shavta ha'aretz, Shabbat la'ashem. Shabbat Shabbaton yeh la'aretz Shabbat Hashem. Shnat Shabbaton yeh la'aretz. We can see that also Eretz Yisrael should rest on the time of Shemitah. There is a machloket on lots of those things, such as, is the resting here in the blue, is it a mitzvah? Or is it just when you are planting, so the land is not resting? What does it matter? Let's say you have a building in Israel and you haven't got a building. You are living in a building in Israel and you have neighbors that are non-religious and they want to continue working in your garden. There are people that they have in Israel apartment in a building, and when they come, the neighbors work in the garden. The gardener works normally like all the years. Rav Kook speaks about this question, if a goy works in your land, and Rav Kook says that it depends exactly in our question. If we say there is a mitzvah that the land should rest, so if a goy is working in my land, also if I don't like it, I don't want it, and I tell them I won't pay for the gardener, maybe it's a problem. Because he worked in my land didn't rest. And because of this, if you have a situation like this, you take three people, you can do it in shul, and you tell them, Ani mafkir, ownerless, my part in the garden. And when you say it, so then, on Shemitah, it's not your part anymore. And if you have a building that non-religious people are there and they are going to work normally on the garden, it's okay. After you say this, so this is not your part. You have no part in the garden. And then also if they work there, it's not your sin. I have to say that usually, really,
Harav is unmute.
I spoke with lots of gardeners. All of them, when I spoke to them, they understood and they agreed to keep Shemitah. A few months ago, I was asked to come to the Botanic Garden in Jerusalem. That it's a huge place. And for a long time, I told them all the rules of Shemitah. And afterwards, they said, it's non-religious, the executive director, he said, wow, we are going to keep Shemitah. So when you have rules, it's okay, and you can manage also in your garden, main rules. I'm not going to go all the rules of garden, but you can water your garden. So you'll water it a little less than usually, but you can water it, that it will be enough that your garden will survive. And when you open it, so it can be also for a long time, just if you do it twice a week, maybe you'll do it now once a week. And if it's automatic by computer before Shemitah, so it can continue normally. It can be twice a week. Can be. So really, it's not difficult. It's not difficult. The Torah says, Ve'aita Shabbat ha'aretz lachem le'ochla. The Torah says that we may eat fruit and vegetables of Shemitah. First of all, when we speak on fruit and vegetables of Shemitah, fruit are going to be connected to Shemitah just in a few months. Because just fruit that started growing on Shemitah has Kedushat Shvi'it. If you find now on the trees pomegranate, apples, other things, it's not Shemitah. Fruit, just in a few months, just some fruit that started growing, that the Chanata was on Shemitah. Vegetables, every vegetable that you picked on Shemitah is Kadosh, is holding Kedushat Shvi'it. And because of this, from now, from the beginning of the year, we have already vegetables of Shemitah. The Torah says that we may eat the products of Shemitah. But we have a problem. We saw before that we mustn't pick. We saw lo tiktzor, lo tivtzor. If you mustn't pick, how can you eat? Are we a monkey that will eat straight from the tree? How can you eat with no picking? This question was asked by Chazal. And Bartenura understood that you may pick in Shinur. You may pick in a different way. Let's say that usually you pick with professional tool. Now you'll cut it with scissors. You'll pick it with your hand. Rambam said you may pick normally, but a small quantity. This is very interesting. What is the idea? Why may you pick a small quantity? You mustn't sow or plant even one plant. Why can you pick a small quantity? Chazon Ish explained, and it's already we can see it in Rambam in Perusha Mishnayot, that Rambam understood that picking is not a problem. The problem, the sin, is to act like Balabait, to act like the owner. You are not the owner. Because of this, if you pick all the field, you act like an owner. This is a problem. But if you pick a small quantity, then it's okay. You can pick a small quantity. Your neighbor can pick a small quantity. In this case, it's okay because you are not acting like Bala Bai. What is a small quantity? You may pick a quantity that is good for a few days, something for your family for a few days. This is something that you can pick. The Torah says, והשביעית תשמטנה ומתשתה, ואכלו אביוני עמך, ויתרם תאכל חיית השדה. The Torah says that we need to be mafkir, ownerless, of fruit of vegetables in Shemitah. Again, fruit on the trees now are not connected to Shemitah. You don't need to do hefker. We speak on fruit in a few months. We speak on vegetables for now. That you need to be mafkir, you need to do hefker for fruit and vegetables on Shemitah. What does it mean to do hefker? We have two explanations. One says that you need to do the hefker. The other one says that Hashem, the king, does it. It happens by itself. It happens automatically. From one hand, we can understand that the Torah wants to educate us and we should do it by ourselves. But we can understand, on the other hand, that to do hefker, ownerless, you need to be Bala Bayit. You need to be the owner. On Shemitah, you are not Bala Bayit. And maybe because of this, it comes from Hashem automatically, not by you. What does it matter for us? If someone does hefker, not ownerless, can you pick his fruit? So if you say that it's something that he's doing, so if he didn't do it, maybe he has a sin, but you won't be able to pick the fruit. If it's by Hashem, so maybe you can pick the fruit also if he doesn't allow you. Rav Kook says, any case, you should ask for permission. If you have a fruit tree when you come to Israel, you have to put a sign, hefker, that everyone can come. You can write hours. You can say, okay, it's hefker, but come between 9 and 5 o'clock. You don't need people to come at night. But you need to write that it's hefker. And I have to tell you, children in Israel, they like very much Shemitah. In Alon Shvut, from school to come home, it's around 7 minutes by foot. Shemitah time, it takes the children around an hour. They go to each garden, they go in, they pick from this apple, they enjoy it. So you have to teach them, you can go in just if it's written hefker. And also we should teach them that the fruit are hefker, but the garden is not hefker. The tree is not hefker, you can't come and make balagan. Take the fruit and, okay, on this we won't speak now. It's very interesting, but we won't speak on it now. We saw that there are 4 sins from the Torah. You mustn't pick and you mustn't reap. And we saw that you mustn't sow and you mustn't prune. The question is, why do we have 2 examples in each group? Why do you need to tell us also that we mustn't reap and also that we mustn't pick? Chazal, in Masechet Moed Katan Daf Gimel, said that it comes to teach us that just those 4 melachos are not allowed according to Torah. All the others are not allowed just from the Rabbanan, just from Chachamim, such as watering, weeding, fertilizing, spraying, all those things are not allowed just from Chachamim, they are allowed according to Torah. What does it matter if it's according to the Torah, according to Chachamim? Because all the sins that are not allowed just from the Rabbanan, just from Chachamim, we may do to keep our garden. Le'ukme. We can't do to make our garden better. But we may water, we may do all the things that we need to do that the garden would survive. And because of this, you can have quite a nice garden in Shemitah. You can't do everything, but you can do lots of things to keep the garden to be normal. Okay, another thing you may do in the garden, you may do kisuach deshe, you may mow the grass. Why? Because mowing the grass is not an agriculture thing. It's like having your haircut. You want it to be straight. It's not that you want the grass to grow more. If you could tell the grass after you mow the grass, stay like this, don't grow anymore, it would be perfect, but the grass doesn't listen to us. So it's not an agriculture reason. Because of this, kisuach deshe, to mow the grass, is something that you may do Shemitah time. You may mow the grass, you may water. Main things can continue also Shemitah time. And now, I would like to speak on buying fruit and vegetables on Shemitah. And I try to explain shortly. 140 years ago, Shnat Taf Reish Mem Bet started the Yishuv HaYehudi in Eretz Yisrael, Aliyot and Yishuv HaYehudi and agriculture settlements in Eretz Yisrael. And Dr. Pinsker went to Natziv Mivolozhin and asked him, he said, I heard that there is a solution that you can sell the land and then you can do some of the melachos. Natziv Mivolozhin was so angry. He said, what do you mean? How can you do something like this? How can you sell a land in Israel to a goy? You can't do something like this. And he said, there's no option of selling a land in Israel to a goy. This will be in Hebrew. I promised also a little Hebrew. He said, we have, oh, no, you can't see it. What do you see now? You see PowerPoint now?
Rakhra Emet Harav.
Okay. So in a minute, I'll bring you the other PowerPoint. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Kaf, says, Lo techonem. לא תיתן להם חנייה בקרקע. You mustn't give going space in Israel. You mustn't sell them a land. לא תיתן להם חנייה בקרקע. נציב מבולוז'ין says, ברח מהזאב ופגע בו ארי. What does it mean? זאב, a fox, ארי, a lion. Shmita today is just the Rabbanan. It's like Ze'ev. To sell a land in Israel to a goy, this is Isur Deoraita. This is much more chamur, much more terrible than Shmita. So for saving Shmita, you are selling a land in Eretz Israel to a goy. Chazon Ish, Natziv Mivolozhin said, it's not possible. On the other hand, Shut Yeshuot Malko, Agaon Mikutna. He said, Hine amarti bifshitut shetov le'atir limkor lenochi. Ve'af al pi she'asur liten ve'limkor karka ve'eretz Yisrael, keivan shu letovat ha'yishuv, pshita de'en kanisur de'lo techonem. Gaon Mikutna said, why mustn't you sell a land in Eretz Israel to a goy, because you don't want the goyim to be strong in Eretz Israel. But Heter Mechira is exactly the opposite. If you won't sell the land, so then all the Jewish farmers could not work. Then the Jewish will be weak and the goyim will be strong. You are doing Heter Mechira.
Rav, Tzvicha, Sat, unmute.
You sell a land, the land to a goy, that Jewish agriculture can continue also Shemitah time. Later on, Chazon Ish said, we have other problems. One of the problems you can see here, Bet, Mipnei Shelo Nimsar Lehem Batavu. In Israel, if you sell a house, a land, it should be written legally in the government. If you just made a contract and you didn't write it in the government, it's not really yours. Chazon Ish said, when you do Heter Mechira, it doesn't go through the tabu. You don't register in the government. You just do a contract with the goy. So it's really not a sale. Something very interesting happened. Tafshin Lametet, 1979, Rav Drukman was Chaver Knesset, and he succeeded to pass a law that if the Rabbanut in Israel is selling a land to a goy for Heter Mechira, it has permission for the government as if it's registered in the government, as if it's batavu. Just to understand, we are in the state of Israel. In America, in England, nothing like this could happen. That the government would make a Shemitah law. And so it's very exciting. It's a Shemitah law, special law just for Shemitah. See the name of the law, Kiyum Mitzvat HaShemitah. And we have rabbis that agreed to Heter Mechira. And we had rabbis that disagreed. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, Rav Shmuel Moali, Veragon Mikutna, and later on Rav Kook said, Heter Mechira works. Marin Diskin, Rav Shmuel Salan, and later on Aritvaz, the Chazon Ish said that it doesn't work. What is the opinion of Rav Kook on Heter Mechira? Rav Kook says, על עצם היתר, אין לדעתי לפקפק לה. רב קוק says, Heter Mechira works. But רב קוק says that Heter Mechira is just מפני הדחק העצום. ובתורת הוראת שעה. רב קוק says, Heter Mechira is temporary. רב קוק says, also after Heter Mechira, be careful from Isur Deoraita. Don't see the prune and don't do all the other things by Jewish, just by going. רב קוק says, ואין זה מונע ופותר אותנו מלבקש כל העצות אשר יזמין השם לנו, שיוכלו אחינו בני ישראל יושבים בארץ הקודש לקיים המצווה כי לחטא בלי שום הפקה ודרישת היתר. Rav Kook says all the time search for better solutions. And Rav Kook says, כל חלק קטן שבקטנים מארץ הקודש, שבידי ישראל שתקוים הוא מצוות שביעית כדינה, אנו צריכים לשמוח עליו כמוצא שלל רב. Also, if there's a small part that will succeed keeping Shemitah with no Heter Mechira, we should be very happy. So what was the opinion of Rav Kook? Rav Kook thought that the Heter Mechira works or doesn't work. It confused us a little. And I want to explain a little the idea and then to explain why it's so important for us. Around 20 years ago, I went to Miluim, to reserve, and I was with non-religious soldiers, and suddenly, one of them says, Atem adatim ramayim. You, the religious, are liars. I said, why? He said, I'm a farmer. And the Rabbanut came and said, look, you should sign here on the contract, and then you sell the land to a goy, and you can continue working Shemitah time. And he said, if you think that Shemitah is too difficult for you, so don't keep Shemitah. If you think Shemitah is important, so keep Shemitah. What is this game? To sell it to a goy and to continue working. You know, in the army, when you are religious and around you, another 11 soldiers not religious, so you need to be the representative of all religion in Israel. You know, everyone is around you. Okay, what do you have to say? I told them, you know, it's not the only thing. He said, what do you mean? I said, the Torah tells us we need to burn all the chumets. All the chametz we need to burn, and we are selling it to a goy. I said, wow, also a good question. I said, yes, but it's not the only thing. The Torah tells us that in the end of Shemitah, we have Shemitat Ksafim. All the debts, if you owe someone money, you don't need to give him back. And we are doing Puzbul. I said, wow. I said, wait, it's not the end. The Torah tells us that we mustn't loan, give a loan in interest. Alva'a v'ribit. And we are doing Eiter Iska. So then they were very excited. Said, wow. So, oh, okay, what's the answer? I told him, you know, it reminds someone that went to court. Everyone knows that he's blamed, that he's guilty. But he succeeds to go out of the court, Zakai. How is it? How did he came out with his good? Because his lawyers, they found a loophole in the law. And because they found a loophole in the hole, they succeeded to bring him Zakai, to bring him that he will be okay. And they said, wow, this is exactly what we mean on Heter Mechira. This is exactly what you do in Heter Mechira. You sell it and to a goy, you find a loophole. And then I told them, you know, this is exactly also the difference. After something like this happened, what would court, what the government would do that it won't happen again? They will block this loophole. What would happen if the government would know from beforehand that someone is going to use this loophole in the wrong way? What would they do? They would block it from the beginning. And here's the difference. Kodosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what will be in thousands of years and in thousands of years. If we have a loophole in the Torah, it means that the Torah left it by purpose. It means that this is Ratzon Hashem. The Torah knew that we'll have time, the Jewish people will sell whiskey. They knew that we'll be in Medinat Israel, we'll have supermarket, we have companies that sell chametz. You can't burn all the chametz before Pesach in a state. The Torah left the loophole called Mechirat Chametz. The Torah knew that will be time that taking a loan with interest is a part of business. And the Torah left the loophole of Eiter Iska. The Torah knew that there will be time in Eretz Israel that we won't manage without Eiter Mechira, that we won't manage with the agriculture. The Torah left Heter Mechira. And because of this, Rav Kook says, the Heter works, but if you have another solution, you should try to find another solution. And it's very important what I tell you now, because from one end, also today, you need Heter Mechira. There are some areas that they can't manage without. But on the other hand, there are lots of places that can manage without Eiter Mechira. they can manage with otzar beidin, with other things, and all the time we should try to find better solutions. And because of this, on one hand, it's better to buy the other solutions that we'll speak on them in a minute. But from the other hand, if you are invited in Israel to someone and he eats Eter Mechira or he eats from Goyim, you can eat also in this house and not also in that house. And I'll try to explain quickly the other solutions. You have another solution. This is something that my grandfather wrote. He was very close to Rav Kook. He was a poet. Rav Kook wrote on my grandfather that his poems are the greatest poems in the last 100 years. And my grandfather writes on the mission of Rav Kook here to be the middle between Haredim and Chilonim, to try to make everyone united, but this we won't try it right now. We have another solution called Otzar Beis Din. Otzar Beis Din is a solution that was brought by Rav Kook and was followed afterwards by Chazon Ish. What does it mean, Otzar Beis Din? It's based on Tosefta that says that Beis Din, the court, is hiring the workers and tell them, you'll pick all the field. How can they pick all the field? We saw before that you may pick just a small quantity. How can they pick the whole field? And Chazon Ish explains that only the problem of picking all the field is just by Be'alim. Just if it's yours, you are picking everything, then you are showing ownership. But if caught, if Beis Din told you to pick it, then it's okay. Then it's not showing ownership, and then it's okay. And there's another thing. When we are dealing with Otzar Beis Din, the fruit are for nothing. You pay on the work, not on the fruit. If someone would say, wait, what do you mean you pay on the work? I see it's not so cheap. The answer is, if you buy in the supermarket, you buy, let's say, apples in 8 shekels, how much the farmer gets on the apple? If you take out all the expenses just on the apple, around 0.5 shekel. You mean that it means that it's not that you can take off the price so much, and also it's already more complicated. In the bottom line, you pay on the work, the fruit are for nothing. But very exciting thing, this is the only solution that you have to shach vidva perot, that the fruit are holy. And this is very exciting. You have the privilege to eat holy fruit. And I have to explain, today we have no temple. We have no Beis Mikdash. Kedushat Shvi'it is the closest thing to Beit HaMikdash. We haven't got any holy food today that we can eat. We are not eating korbanos. We are not eating Maaser Sheni. We are not eating Netar Revai. The only holy food that we eat is Kedushat Shvi'it. You have fruit that are holy, and this is very exciting. This solution is in Otzar Beis Din. We have another solution that's called Chamamot and Matzaim and Utakim. Doesn't matter now all the process here, but Chamamot and Matzaim and Utakim means that you have a roof, a ceiling, and it's also disconnected. It's also disconnected and also in, let's say, a greenhouse. And then you may also seed and plant in Shemitah. This is Chamamot, greenhouses, and Matzaim and Nutakim, and disconnected pots. You have also fruit that you can buy from Goyim. I don't like when someone buys everything from Goyim. I don't think that we came to Israel to buy everything from Goyim and to break the Jewish agriculture. But on the other hand, if you buy some from Goyim, so then it's okay, because all the years you buy 20%, 30% from Goyim. So you can continue Shemitah like all the years. There are people that are buying from goyim. You know why? You can see it's very small. Yevul nochri lelo chashash kedushat shvi. Don't worry. There is no kedusha. I have to tell you, when I read it, I almost fainted. Don't worry, there is no kedusha. I'm very worried when there is no kedusha. What do you mean, don't worry? Be worried, there is no kedusha. You are trying to escape from kedusha or to run to kedusha. And because of this, I like Otzar Veidin very much, because this allows us to get more and more kedusha. And I want from here to go to back 1 minute. What do you see now? You saw it in the Hebrew or the English one?
ראינו את הטבלה באנגלית, אני חושב.
Ah, you saw the English one. I wasn't sure. Okay. This one.
Yeah.
Okay. So the best solution is to buy Otzar Beis Din. I'm on the right side. And as I said, this has Kedusha Shvi, this is the best. You have another solution to buy from the sixth year. Like such as potatoes, onions, they can keep long time. So they were picked on the sixth year. You have another solution to buy from greenhouses and disconnected pots. This is no Kedusha Shvi, but this is also a hardening solution. You have another solution to buy from Arava Dromit. I won't come now to this subject, but the south of Israel, a place that it's the holy is less than the regular holy, and also from there is better. And you have also Heter Mechira. I have to say on Heter Mechira, there is a difference between fruit and vegetables. Also, if someone doesn't want to rely on Heter Mechira, he may buy fruit of Heter Mechira. This says Reb Shtoymen Zalman Oirbach. Why? Because vegetables, they were planted so in Shemitah. Fruit were planted a few years before Shemitah. And because of this, also if you don't rely on Heter Mechira, fruit of Heter Mechira are not in Isur, you can buy them. Otzar Beitin Zveder, you have Kedushat Shviit. But also the fruit are okay, also if you don't rely. And also in vegetables, in the beginning of the year, it's the same like fruit. Till the time was Sfichin, till the time it maybe it was sold on Shemitah. So those are the options. When you are coming to Israel, normally if you go to a normal store, it will be Heter Mechira. But always Shemitah time, you should search for a Teuda. You should see certificate, someone that says, shows, okay, I have Heter Mechira. If you go to stores in Bnei Brak, Omer Shearim, or it will be written Shmita Lechumra, usually it will be from Goyim. Or Arabs in Israel, or Goyim from Chutz Laretz. If you go to Otzar Haaretz, everywhere in Israel, there are stores of Otzar Haaretz. You can search in the internet, Otzar Haaretz. They have the solutions that I like. I like Jewish solutions, but mehadrin. Otzar Beis Din, disconnected, 6 year, Arava Dromit, all those solutions from one end. On one end, they are mehadrin. On the other hand, it's Jewish agriculture. So I prefer those things, and you can find it in Israel. Every town, you have a store of Otzar Haaretz, you can find it in the internet. If you come to Gush Etzion, so Baruch Hashem, we convinced Rami Levi in Gush Etzion to work according to those rules. If you come to Gush Etzion, you'll see sign everywhere. This is Otzar Beis Din. This is Shishi. There will be things also of Heter Mechira. You'll see everything, but everything will be signed. And you can buy lots of things also of Otzar Beis Din and disconnected and Yevul Shishit. So this is buying fruit and vegetables on Shemitah. And the last thing, that I'll try to do it in 5 minutes to give you time for questions. It's Shemitah in the kitchen. Oh, it's before. Okay. So, as we said before, Shmita in the kitchen is just if you buy otzar beidi, because this says kedushat shvit. All the rest is no kedushat shvit. In Bnei Brak, they keep kedushat shvit also on Yevul Nochri from Eretz Israel, things of going from Eretz Israel, but most Eretz Israel don't keep kedushat shvit of Nochri. So first of all, it's an opportunity. We are very excited that we have the ability to eat kedushat shvi'it. Maybe it's a mitzvah according to Ramban. Maybe every kazai that we eat is a mitzvah. So we try to take as much as we can kedushat shvi'it. Secondly, you try to finish till the end. You mustn't spoil. You try to finish. If you didn't finish, it's not an issue. But you try to finish till the end. What do you do with the leftovers? Leftovers, you can put in a plastic bag. You can tie it and chuck it out in the garbage. If you want, there's another solution that it's the same halachic to take a jar, a shmita jar, to put a plastic bag, all the leftovers, like salad, like edible peels, you put in this jar. After 12 hours or so, the leftovers are already spoiled. If you put new leftovers on the old ones, you will destroy them straight away. Because of this, you take a newspaper, you can choose which newspaper, and you put it on the old fruit, and on it you can put the new leftovers. After another 12 hours, another newspaper, more leftovers. And when you want, you tie the bag and you chuck it to the garbage. So those are two solutions that are quite the same. If something is not edible, like a banana peel, orange peel, you can chuck it out to the garbage. If you left leftovers that stayed on the plate or on the saucepan or the pot, that you are used to wash them under the tap, you can do it also shmita time. You don't need to dry it. You can, those things, no kedushat shvi'it, you can wash it under the sink like usual. You have the privilege that if you bought zucchini of shmita and you made a soup, so all the soup is kadosh. Also the water are holy. If you are buying potatoes of shmita, and you are making chunt. All the chunt is holy. Also the meat. It's very exciting, right? I hope you are excited. Everything is kedusha. It's very exciting. So you try to finish till then. You have leftovers. You put them in plastic bag. You tie it. You chuck it out. So it's really not difficult. Uses. To use, you may use normally. Whatever you use to cook, you may cook. Whatever you are used to squeeze, you could squeeze. Once it was more complicated, but not today. Once we have a rule that you have to cook just what you are used to cook. So this is okay. But to squeeze all the time was a question. Is it a fruit that you are used to squeeze? Not used to squeeze. Just think that the world is used to squeeze. You may squeeze. But today, when I say today, it's this Shemitah, not last Shemitah. This Shemitah, it's much easier. Why? Because from last Shemitah to this Shemitah, there is a trend in the world called shake. You know what is shake? Shake, you don't do it in the blender, shake. You know what is it, shake? You take fruit in the blender, how you say shake?
Shake. Shake.
Milkshake.
Shake. Yeah. Shake, it's an Hebrew word, I suppose. You don't know this word. Shake. So to put, everyone makes shake. In Israel, they say shaking. Everyone makes shake with all fruit. It's very hard, difficult to find today fruit that you are not used to blender. Also vegetables. People put, if someone would ask me 7 years ago, can you put chasa, can you put lettuce in blender? I would tell him, are you crazy? Who is putting lettuce in blender? Today, lots of families are doing green drink, they are putting lettuce and spinach, and okay, so because of this, it's okay. So what do we have? Rules, or Rav Kook says, Ner Avdala, okay, don't turn off in wine of Shemitah. So when I make avdala and I have shmita wine, I take another plate with water and I put an avdala in the water. When I finish drinking, I take also from the plate and I drink from the plate. Really, I don't need to do it because I said that leftover on the plate that you used to wash under the tap, you couldn't wash. But I want to show everyone that we deal with Kedusha, with Shmita. You know, there are people that they have in the house a big jar or something, and they write on it, Pach Shmita, garbage, Shmita garbage. I don't like Shmita garbage because Shmita and garbage don't go together. I want to show you what I have in my home. I have a nice jar that's written Kedushat Shvi'it. What a huge difference if all the year you are dealing with garbage or you are dealing with Kedusha. We try to deal with Kedusha and to bring all the family to be connected to Kedusha. This is our goal. And because of this, it's so exciting to be in Eretz Israel, Medinat Israel, to be in Shmita time and to have the ability to eat Kedushat Shvi'it. And now I'm ready to hear questions. Bakasha.
Thank you very much. Toda rabba, Rav Rimon. Mamash bahir bahir. As yesh li kama sheilot shalchu li b'meshach hashiur. Shela rishona, k'sherav diber al heter mechira, harav biyer ech shetzichim lesmoch at zeh sham, aval mao b'shvil tayar me'Canada shemagia laharetz, o תלמיד שמגיע ללמוד לשנה, בשבילם לסמוך על היתר מחירה.
אני חושב, I think, that all the rules I said right now, are exactly the same for someone that comes to visit. Exactly the same. You try to buy אוצר הארץ, and if you haven't got אוצר הארץ, you can eat היתר מחירה, you can eat from Noch, you know, there are people that Shmita, they come so... how we say, akshanim. You know, if they, someone has eter mechira, they won't eat in his house because they need to do kosher for the saucepan, for the pot. From the other end, they won't go to Haredi because he eats everything from goyim and they don't want to eat everything from goyim. I say to people, calm down. All the years you eat 20-30% from goyim, it's okay. You can go to a wedding in Bnei Brak. And also if it's Shmita lechumra that I don't like because everything from goyim, you can eat it. And you can eat also Eter Mechira because it works. And it's okay. And Shvi'it Bazman Hazeh de Rabbanan. You know, people are not makfid on basar chalak and on gems, on other much more important things. They are worried on this. You know, all the years when you come to Eretz Israel, you should be worried of Tumoto Ma'asot. And this is okay. Shmita is easier. Shmita, they are not motu ma'asot if it's real Shmita. So, from on one end, try to buy otzar haaretz. On the other end, you can be calm. You can eat everywhere. If it's good kashrus, you can go to a restaurant. It's mehadrin. It doesn't matter now if it's mehadrin based on otzar haaretz or goyim or iter mechira. In your home, in your house, try to buy from otzar haaretz. And your main products, you try to bring from there, but I think there's no difference between tayar and between someone that lives in Eretz Israel.
Toda. Od sheila sheshalchu. Mao liknot prachim l'shabbat?
Okay. Flowers. I won't go all day. It's very interesting, but I won't go on all the sources of flowers. You can see everything in my book. But I'll say it shortly. We have two kinds of flowers. We have chadshnati v'ravshnati. You have something that you sow, that you plant every year. And you have flowers that keep for years, and you just cut them. Shmita time, when you buy flowers, you should try to find a hechsher. At least heter v'chira. And there are people that will buy heter mechira of flowers because they don't eat it any case. And also if you don't buy usually, so okay, at least heter mechira. You have heter mechira, you have disconnected pots. So find the chatchila, search for an hechsher. Let's say that you have no hechsher. And it's very important for you to buy flowers. Let's say that you want to make your wife happy. And it's a very important thing. Right? So you can buy flowers also with no hechsher, but rav shnati. Not flowers that were sold on Shemitah. Buy roses. buy things that are they keep for a few years, and then you can buy them if you have, if you can't find with an hechsher, you can buy them also with no hechsher.
Toda rabba. Od shela shalchu mal hashkot tzmachim sheyesh bifnim betoch hadira betoch habayit.
Okay, if you have a pot in your house and you have above ceiling, and also the pot is on the floor, and also you have a plate underneath like normal pots, then you can treat it normally like all the years. You can water it, everything normal. If one of those two conditions is missing, let's say the pot is outside, and you have a roof, but maybe it's on the balcony, and you have a hole, and it can see the ground. It's not the, you haven't got some, or you have something on your balcony on the floor, but there's no roof. Then you'll treat the pots like you treat the garden. You may treat them, but you know, you give water once in 3 days, not every day, different rules. But you may also continue to give the water and the things that they need to survive. But if you have those two conditions, also sinning and also disconnected, you can treat them normally.
Tada. Ma latet shirayim min ha'ochel l'chayot machmad, to pets.
Okay. So if there's something that you won't eat anymore, it's leftovers, you won't eat anymore, you won't give it to an animal, but you can put it next to your animals and they'll take it by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But shelach shachuli, yesh irgunim shemochrim mekamot ketanot shel karka ba'aretz le'el shegarim b'chul kedei shehem yekaymu mitzvat shmita. Ma da'at harav?
Okay, to sell a land in Israel to keep shmita. I'm not sure that you have a mitzvah of shmita here. Maybe yes, maybe no. But I'm sure that to help farmers in Eretz Yisrael in Shemitah is a big mitzvah. And I have to tell you that I, 2 months ago, I have a group, two groups of rabbis of Tfutzot, of rabbis of Chutz Laretz. I have, I think, 500 rabbis. And 2 months ago, one of them asked me, do you know farmers that need help, that we want to help them? I said, yes, of course, you know, all the time farmers are asking me questions. And I said, of course, I know. I spoke to the farmers and I have a list of lots of farmers that, you know, I know that some of them don't need help and I know that some of them need desperate help. I told all the rabbis, everyone that wants to help can help. If you are giving small donation, okay, so just give it somewhere. If you give a big donation, they can, you can adopt a farmer, you can be connected to a certain farmer. And I have to tell you that in one day, I had 12 people or communities that every one of them gave $10,000 or more, 12 farmers. After I did it, I told the farmers I want to take a part and to do shutafut, like to sell it to the donor or to the community that they have a part. But this was after the main thing is to help the farmers. After you do it, you can do it and maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. But if the goal is just to buy the part, I don't think this is the inyan. The inyan is to help a farmer in Eretz Israel that he can continue without heter mechira, can continue or otzar beis din, or disconnected, or to do ashbata, to do nothing in his land. And after you do it, okay, so you can have maybe a part in the land that maybe it can give you something, but this is not the main thing. This is just maybe, you know, for the end, something that gives you another point.
Okay. Yesh lazman l'shela achrona?
I have, and if people want, they can be connected with you, and I have more farmers if someone wants, so I can bring him directly to a farmer, and then we can help another farmer or by people or by communities.
Okay, thank you. יש לך זמן בשביל השאלה האחרונה?
כן.
כאן מגיעים יין, בקבוקי יין מהארץ של אוצר בית דין. מה דעת הרב, איך להתנהג לביאור של היין?
Okay. So first of all, this Shemitah, you won't have so many wines of Otzer Beit Din, because unfortunately, the last Shemitah, there weren't enough people that bought Otzer Beit Din, and they were left with stocks of wine. It was very difficult, very difficult. So you will have less this year, and it's a shame. I tell people all the time, you need to be a part to help the farmers. They can't do it alone. When you have wine of Otzer Beit Din, so when the usually it will come to you, I suppose, after the time of the beer, it will come to you after Pesach. You want, I suppose so. When you have it in the same day, if it's after the beer, if it's before, so you will wait to the time of the beer of Pesach. But if it's after the beer, so Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, in the same day, you take three people and you tell them that you are doing hefker. Acheinu kol beit Yisrael kol harotze litol. Yavo veitol. You tell them that it's hefker, orderless, and then you can bring it back to your house and drink it.
Okay. Toda rabba rabba rav. Just to let everybody know, I plan to send out a link to the recordings to those who registered for the program for today. And thank you very much to Sulamot and for making this possible, and to all of the Batei Knesset and Canadian friends of JCT who I mentioned in the beginning who made this possible. Toda rabba.
בשמחה ובהצלחה לכולם. I have to tell you all the time, I deal with farmers. Today I gave a shiur in Machon Lev, and then farmers, and it's a very busy time. You can't believe how busy. I have around 850 questions that I need to answer. But from the other hand, it's very exciting. You know, for 2,000 years, rabbis did not receive questions, not from soldiers, not from farmers. I receive all the time questions from farmers, from soldiers. I give shiurim, and I feel, wow, Baruch Hashem, we have the privilege to be in our generation, to be a part of Geula, of redemption. And Be'ezrat Hashem, shenizgeh lirot behemshech Geula shlema v'mehra v'yamein.
Amen.
Toda, toda rabah. להתראות לכולם, and Be'ezrat Hashem, v'matzliach in everything, שתהיה לכם ברכה ושמחה וסייעתא דשמיא, and nice to see so many people that I know, and people that I know less. And Be'ezrat Hashem, everyone that wants to be in touch, you can be in touch. And also, if I don't answer, do it again and again, I'll answer in the end. אז בהצלחה רבה, שלום לכולם.
תודה רבה.
תודה רבה, הרב.
בשמחה, בהצלחה.
יישר כוח, יישר כוח.
תודה רבה.
תודה רבה.
בשמחה, להתראות.